How many of you got your card at the rear of the sanctuary? You say, what are we going to do with them? Well, you're going to write down how much you're pledging to spend on my Christmas presents. No, you're not. I'm joking with you. You say, yeah. No problem. Zero. underline. Do not put your name on your card, paper, whatever you have. But what I'd like you to do is take a few moments and write down some things that are personal prayer requests. For example, it could be something like, need a car. Or it could be something like, need better job. It could be a healing. You don't have to put down healing because I'm battling, and then, you know, list everything the doctors have told you the last 10 years. The card's not big enough. Don't do that. Just, it can be very simple. Bodily healing, you know, something like that. Keep it simple. Say you've been praying for family members. You can just put, you know, salvation within family, or you don't have to list all their names. Just keep it very simple. So please take a few moments and write down what you would consider to be personal prayer requests. You know, you don't have to fill the card. If you can only think of two or three or five things, I mean, that's okay. If it's something like battling, I don't know, depression or anxiety, I mean, you just put that down, battling depression. And it would probably be best that you not put something on there like, pray that I win the lottery. I'm not so sure I'm going to pray. Yeah, erase. And if there's something on your heart as far as like the church is concerned that you've been praying about, well, you could put that on there as well. Now, we're not going to rush through this, but give you just another minute maybe. After you have written down these prayer requests, take your paper, your card, and fold it in half so that the writing is on the inside, not on the outside. You said, yeah, well, I wrote on the front, the back, and the side. That's okay. Just fold it so that the writing is on the inside. And it looks like just about everybody is folded. So now, I am going to come through. You go ahead and put your pieces of paper, your cards, in here. You say, well, what are you going to do with them? I'm going to go back up front and read them in front of everybody. No, I'm not going to do that. You'll see. All right. Now, turn over to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, verse 8, the Apostle Paul writes, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Now look in chapter 15. In chapter 15, verse 30, he writes, now I beseech you, implore you, ask you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. So at the beginning of this letter, he writes, I pray for you. And then here toward the end of it, he writes, please pray for me. Now look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. Look what Paul writes. Brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. And if you look over in Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And we don't read any further than that, but here we see where he not only identifies that he prays for these folks, but he also identifies some of the things that he prays about concerning them. For a, go ahead and turn over to John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, now we're not going to read this entire chapter, but John chapter 17 is Jesus spending a lot of time praying, not just for the apostles who had traveled with him, but it's a very prophetic prayer. He's praying for those who are with him, but also those who would believe the words that they preached. Well, ultimately, we're a part of that downline. They preached, and somebody else took that message and preached it, generation after generation, till the day came that we heard it. And so, therefore, this prayer is also about us. So here we see Jesus praying for the body of Christ, if you will. Now look in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and look at verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So what we've seen so far is the Apostle Paul saying, I pray for you. And then the Apostle Paul saying, please pray for me. Then we see Jesus, as he's praying for the body of Christ, now we see an instruction for us to pray for each other. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and beginning in, well, just read verse 1. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Then he goes through and identifies, you know, pray for your leaders and so forth. But verse 1 is not simply about your leadership. It would also be about us praying for each other. Now turn to James chapter 5. Here in James chapter 5, look at verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That effectual, fervent, a lot of people think it means you got to shout, yell, and so forth, and that's not what it means. It's talking, well, it's really talking about a prayer that is energized by the Holy Spirit. In other words, this would be more along the lines of, you know, praying in tongues. But where he says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. This is sometimes not an easy thing to do because, say somebody, it could be man or woman, is struggling in the area of beating pornography. Well, that's not exactly something you want to broadcast to everybody, because a lot of Christians don't know how to keep their mouth shut. A lot of Christians, you know, they are so immature that they'll just tell what they've heard. And quite frankly, that's disgusting. As Christians, you ought to know better. Now, I'm not saying anybody here is like that, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is. When it comes to confessing your faults one to another, this could also, we're going to broaden the umbrella of this word's meaning. It could also include, I'm battling a physical something. Because if you'll notice in here, he talks about being healed. So therefore, one of the ways healing can manifest in our bodies is by sharing with someone else. I'm battling something. And it doesn't have to simply be, you know, a sin or a habit, which it could be. But it can also be, I'm battling a sickness. So therefore, when you share it, again, some Christians, they simply don't know how to handle a prayer request. You know, would you pray for me? You know, I'm battling, I don't know, pick something. And in some Christians, man, they can't wait to just go tell everybody. And they will confess that sickness and disease over you and not one time call you healed. You might as well hand them a shovel and tell them to start digging. Because that's basically what they're doing. And again, that is disgusting. And if you do that, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, what was Zechariah? Remember that? The angel said, you know, okay, till that boy John is born, you're not going to be allowed to talk. Why is that? Well, he didn't want Zechariah to start confessing. It can't happen. We're too old. When Zechariah, as a priest, he had the precedent of Abraham and Sarah in their old age having a baby. So he knew it could be done. So that angel, man, he slapped him with silence until that baby was born. And from that perspective, honestly, a lot of Christians need to be slapped with silence. Now, this doesn't mean you can't share, this is what I'm battling. But what it means is be selective. Be selective. And there are some people you cannot trust, no matter how close of a friend they might seem. Some people, in fact, some people that aren't your closest friends are the ones you can trust more with that kind of information. And so he says, look, let me paraphrase this. It's not wrong to let people know the battle you're going through, but don't lay claim to defeat. Lay claim to victory. And those are the kind of people you want praying with you and for you. Look in 1 Peter chapter 3. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now this is talking about, I mean, if you are a Christian and you're doing evil, God's face is against you. But notice he says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. So that means, I mean, if you look at this, it doesn't tell you their prayers for what? Just their prayers. That means your prayers for you and other people. Your prayers. He's listening. He wants to hear it. Look in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And in verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we shall have the petitions that we desired of him. If I ask anything according to his will. What's sad is when you have Christians who say, well, how do I know what his will is? Okay, let's keep it simple. What is his will concerning healing? That you be healed. So you know his will. And there are other things where I understand, like, certain specifics. Well, should I take this job or should I take that job? I'm not really sure. But yet at the same time, we can pray for His will to be done. Remember what Jesus said. You know, when He was teaching about prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So, Father, when it comes to a job, Your will be done. I accept Your will. You know, reveal to me that direction. Now, in these prayer requests, what we're going to do tonight is practice what we have heard in the Word. I'm going to come back through here and pass these out. Now, if you put one in, I'd like you just to lift your hand and keep it up until I come through, and I'll hand you another one. Now, if you didn't put one in, that's okay. You can still pray. Now, when I hand this to you, take a look at it and make sure I didn't give you yours. All right? Now, if you get a card and there's only like one thing written, well, that's okay. You pray for that, then you can pray for the church. You can just pray. There are other people in this room. Pray for them. You know, pretend they have a need and pray for it. And then when you get done praying for yours and you're sitting next to somebody and you notice that they are done praying for theirs, if you want to trade off, you can do that as well. Now go ahead and start playing that music, Stephen. Okay, you guys, just take some time. Pray over these. And in a few moments, we will close out in prayer. So just go ahead and focus in. And like I said, if you notice that somebody is done with theirs and you're done with yours, you know, if you get done with yours and you feel a release that you're done praying, you can fold it back. And if you see somebody that's got one folded, then if you want to trade, and you know, that's okay. You don't have to, but that's okay. Well, I'm guessing that you've all had time to go over those prayer requests. Now, I'm not going to collect them. You have the freedom to do whatever you want with them. And if you just want to throw that piece of paper away, that's fine. That's not being disrespectful. It was for a purpose, and that purpose was tonight in this service. But if you want to take it with you, and even though you don't know who it is, and every now and then, whatever, take it out and just pray over those requests, that's okay. I don't want you feeling, you know, pressure along those lines. But this is what we're supposed to be doing. And one of the things, this is just, say, an option that would be available to you. You know, you could take the church directory, and you could go through and just call out each family, the names of the people in the church directory, and just pray over them. You could just lay your hands on the church directory. You know, Father, I lift these folks up. And, you know, this is my family, my brothers and my sisters in here. And I just, you know, however, that's just an idea that you can do. Now, what I'm going to do is share with you a prayer that I pray. I don't pray this every day, but I do pray this from time to time, not simply over you, but I also pray this prayer over all the churches that somehow see themselves connected to this ministry. So I'm praying for our congregation and for those congregations and the church leadership as well. Now I'm going to give you the passages of Scripture I used to put this prayer together. And you can use these passages of Scripture. You don't have to write them down. You can just turn to them as you're praying, or if you want to create your own prayer out of them, you can. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. And Ephesians 3, verses 20 through 21. Now, for those of you hearing this, here and watching, I don't have this on my computer. When this one wears out, I will retype it again. And the reason for that is it keeps it fresh in me. So here's how this prayer goes. Father, I pray that you... In fact, I'll tell you what. Why don't you stand up while I'm praying this? Because I'm going to pray this over you and those of you watching right now. Father, I pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Please grant unto us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And this I pray, that our love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that we may approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. I desire that we might be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto you, Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now unto you, who is doing exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, be glory in our lives, ministries, and churches by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. See, I know that I did not pray amiss, because that is straight from the Word of God. And it's a revelation of His will for us. Now, I'm going to lead you in a confession. If you want this, confess it. You don't have to. Here we go. Father, what was just prayed over me, I stand in agreement with it. I receive it, and I say, may it be fully manifested in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. One of the things that I pray is that we, among many, many things, that we will become, as a church, as a congregation, we will become more and more a house of prayer. And I believe that the Lord is helping me to understand how to work us into that. In other words, sometimes sudden change can be really difficult for some people to handle. So we're headed in the direction of more and more of this prayer. And glory to God, it's going to be good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for coming tonight. I appreciate it.